On what's the made the joke, I felt like I had to continue with it. As Frank said, conversion experience is a slow process and still happening for lots of us. I know it is for me. Let me just start off with where I was. When I first got to college, I experimented in pot. I was currently smoking. I was currently in a sexual relationship. I had been into witchcraft. And what else? What was the other one? Oh, and I was no stranger to alcohol. And I told Moore some of this, and especially after the witchcraft comment, she's looking at me and said, "I just can't believe that because you're like so Catholic now." And I just thank God for that now. Behold, I make all things new. You know, trusting in God has never been my strong point. I served, altar served, all that stuff, but I didn't ever, as Frank said, know, love, and serve. I served. I knew about God. Yeah, I love him. Sure. But I didn't ever know why I was supposed to know. I never served in love. And in college, for first semester, nothing really changed much at all. Going to church, altar serving, that's about it. Got involved in tech. Down to the wire the first weekend, Friday night, or Friday afternoon, told Marge, fine, I'll go. and it pretty much started from there. I experienced the love of God. I finally got my chance of knowing God. And it was really powerful. And it was very slow. It was very subtle. And then it slowly built, doing more retreats, learning to serve and love. Having that desire to know about God so I could know God more fully, know his truth, know his love. And yet, I always have this problem, and I still do, and most of you know this, I'm a bit of a control freak. like I said, trust and patience isn't one of my strong points, but this is from actually today. I was doing the evening prayer before the talk, and the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, which is quoted at the baptism by Moore, and Frank quoted a bit of it, but antiphon for before and after it is, this is what the Lord asks of you. Trust in the one whom he has sent. Hallelujah. And it hit me, it's like, that's my next step, is learning to truly trust in God, to hand over that control. I mean, and that's where that slow process of conversion for me is I've really converted a lot and everything else completely. Like, all those other things have stopped, but the wanting control of my life, of my own life, hasn't. And yet, I know that God will is perfect happiness, and I want that perfect happiness, so might as well trust in his will. And just this renewal that, I'm doing nursing home ministry, and today I went to the nursing home and was giving communion to someone, and as soon as she receives, like, she told me how she just felt so filled. She felt truly, after we did the prayers, that she really could witness. I told her to go witness. She was filled with joy, and you could just see her. She felt, you could see the revitalization in her. And I mean, this is laying in a wheelchair in the nursing home, telling me she feels like she has new energy, and I'm thinking she's about to jump out of the chair. And yet, I was just filled with joy seeing that. At first I was like, okay, I have like 20 other people I gotta go see, come on, like. And then as she's talking, I'm like, it's beautiful. Conversion is slow, and especially mine. But I thank God for where I've been, because without that, I where I am now. When I was picking colleges, I wouldn't be here. You know me, and you saw the headline on the newspaper today, I'm sure, so you know a bit of a difference between that. There's a DA upstairs if you really want to see what it says. Older people might not want to see.
I'm not too high school.
Playboy is
not too high school.
So I texted my dad and said, is my degree worth anything? I didn't get a reply. But yeah, I thank God for my conversion experience, and I, you know that I have a lot more to go, and that's okay.